Some fascists championed state capitalism, while others, such as the blue shirts of Kuomintang China, demanded the immediate seizure of the means of production. The Nazis were officially anti-Bolshevist, but there was a movement of national Bolshevism within Nazi ranks too. The one thing that unites these movements is that they are all, in their own ways, totalitarian. But what do we mean when we say something is totalitarian? The word has certainly taken on an understandably sinister connotation in the last half century. Thanks to work by Hannah Arendt, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, it's become a catch-all for brutal, soul-killing Orwellian regimes. But that's not how the word was originally used or intended. Mussolini himself coined the term to describe a society where everybody belonged, where everyone was taken care of, where everything was inside the state and nothing was outside, where truly no child was left behind. Again, it is my argument that American liberalism is a totalitarian political religion, but not necessarily an Orwellian one. It is nice, not brutal, nannying, not bullying. But it is definitely totalitarian, or holistic, if you prefer, in that liberalism today sees no realm of human life that is beyond political significance. From what you eat, to what you smoke, to what you say. Sex is political, food is political, sports, entertainment, your inner motives and outer appearance, all of political salience for liberal fascists. Liberals place their faith in priestly experts who know better, who plan, exhort, badger, and scold. They try to use science to discredit traditional notions of religion and faith, but they speak the language of pluralism and spirituality to defend non-traditional beliefs. Just as with classical fascism, liberal fascists speak of a third way between right and left, where all good things go together and all hard choices are false choices. The idea that there are no hard choices, that is, choices between competing goods, is religious and totalitarian because it assumes that all good things are fundamentally compatible. The conservative or classical liberal vision understands that life is unfair, that man is flawed, and that the only perfect society, the only real utopia, waits for us in the next life. Liberal fascism differs from classical fascism in many ways. I don't deny this. Indeed, it is central to my point. Fascisms differ from each other because they grow out of different soil. What unites them are their emotional or instinctual impulses, such as the quest for community, the urge to get beyond politics, a faith in the perfectibility of man and the authority of experts, and an obsession with the aesthetics of youth, the cult of action, and the need for an all-powerful state to coordinate society at the national or global level.